USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's approval rating has reached a new low. Biden's approval rating dropped to 39% in the latest Morning Consult Politico survey. The survey found 58% of voters disapprove of Biden's job performance. Meanwhile, a Quinnipiac poll showed Americans giving the president a 33% job approval rating. On Wednesday, the U.S. House voted to set the minimum age to buy semi-automatic weapons at 21. This in response to a string of high-profile shootings. The vote comes after a House committee heard testimony from recent shooting victims and family members, including an 11-year-old Uvalde, Texas girl. She testified she covered herself with a dead classmate's blood to avoid being shot last month. The bill has little chance of clearing the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An armed man has been arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and faces attempted murder charges.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. Someone informed police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk appeared to score a victory in his impasse with Twitter over repeated requests for its internal data on spam and fake accounts. The social media giant has agreed to hand over a, quote, fire hose of data comprising more than 500 million tweets posted each day. This according to the Washington Post. Musk put up $44 billion last month to purchase Twitter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A military aircraft crashed in California on Wednesday. According to Fox News, the crash happened just a few miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border and west of the California-Arizona border. Information regarding the number of passengers and any injuries has not been released. A Marine spokesman pushed back on rumors circulating on social media that the aircraft had nuclear material. Hearings on the events surrounding January 6, 2021 are set to begin on Thursday. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees. And everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200-plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. I'm Tim Berg.
And Dr. Mehmet Oz has won Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate primary after a days-long recount. The celebrity heart surgeon will face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.